And now, the rest of the story. From a million noisy teenage garage bands, only a handful of rock and roll virtuosi emerged. No matter what it sounds like to some, there have been a few brilliantly gifted pyrotechnicians of the electric guitar. Basses like McCartney, leads like Hendrix and Van Halen. Andy's uncle would scarcely have recognized any of those names. Andy's uncle said there was no such thing as an honest living playing the guitar. Now, the piano, declared Andy's uncle. There was an instrument upon which legitimate careers were built, an instrument one could be proud to play, or the violin, or even the cello, but never, ever the guitar. Well, in the beginning of this family argument, Andy remained silent. He respected his uncle. His aunt and uncle had reared him, but after a while he spoke up and said he realized the guitar was not considered a legitimate musical instrument, and still he protested that if he must play for nothing, he would. The guitar was simply that important to him. Andy's uncle threw up his hands. There was the matter of schoolwork as well. While Andy made a racket day and night on that awful six-string monster, his studies were being ignored. His grades were suffering. Before long, his uncle warned Andy would be repeating semesters or even dropping out of school. Andy bristled. It would suit him just fine to drop out of school. Then he could have all of the time in the world to play his guitar. The boy's uncle shook his head. There was no choice left to him. Either Andy dropped that incessant noisemaker and picked up his school books, or his uncle would have to smash the guitar to smithereens. Well, Andy's mouth fell open. He had never seen his uncle quite this angry. Without a word, he got the instrument, and he took it to a friend's house. Now, his friend Mike had been with him the first day that he saw that guitar. They had been strolling down to Ferrer's music shop and gazed at the colorful, attractively shaped guitars on display, and Andy had spotted that one guitar, had pointed to it. Mike had agreed it was a sharp one. Mike even helped Andy purchase the instrument with the promise that Andy would teach him a few chords. As few could, Mike understood. Now that there was trouble at home, even a threat of destruction, Mike agreed that he would keep the guitar, and he would keep it safe for Andy. And maybe someday, Andy's aunt and uncle would be more sympathetic toward his musical ambition. Maybe someday, they would even allow him to practice his guitar again. But until then, there would be a guitar secreted away in a friend's house, and an empty space in Andy's life, which nothing else could fill. Andy's uncle never lived to consider the guitar a legitimate musical instrument. Instead, the boy would have to leave home and would have to prove his beloved instrument concert worthy in a formal debut in Grenada at the age of 16, after which the concert stage possessed a new instrument and the concert world had a new star. For Andy became Andre Segovia. And now you know the rest of the story.